Just getting a little bit of breaking news on the terminal at the moment from Twitter, giving more control to companies over ad placement. This is according to a report from Reuters. So Twitter very much in the headlines at the moment. We're also being told that Elon Musk's bankers are considering providing him with new margin loans backed by Tesla stock. And this is to replace some of the high interest debt that he's layered on Twitter. Joining us to talk about this some more, we've got Davide Scialuzzo. He's a Bloomberg senior editor. Davide, so we've got Musk's bankers now considering replacing some of this high interest debt on Twitter, new loans to be backed by Tesla stock. Reading between the lines, what does this tell us about Twitter's financial state right now?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So you may remember there was about $13 billion of debt that was put on Twitter to finance Musk's acquisition. Now, some of that debt, particularly there is a $3 billion piece of it, which is unsecured, it pays a very high interest rate. It's 11.75%. So the idea is to try to soften the burden that this represents for Twitter as a company going forward, particularly as they go through the transformation that Musk is engineering, and replace it with lower cost debt that Musk would take on a personal basis against his Tesla stock, which is still very valuable.
So a couple of issues here. First, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that coupon on that unsecured debt near 12%? That's a big number.
That's right. It's the most expensive piece in the entire structure. And yes, it is very high. It's 11.75%. And so, you know, when you think about companies financing themselves in the public markets, this was supposed to be taken out by high yield bonds. That's almost as high as it gets. So it's estimated that for Twitter, together with all the other pieces, this adds up to an interest expense of $1.2 billion per year.
Whoa.
And that would be more than their earnings for all of 2021. Now, of course, Musk has been, you know, cutting costs in various ways. And there are other ways to make that burden more sustainable. But obviously, that's, you know, if you were to think about where to start, that's the piece you want to attack first.
Yeah, that's an extraordinary interest bill that you just mentioned there. Are we getting any signs that Elon Musk is maybe suffering from some buyer's remorse when it comes to Twitter?
I mean, it's over the past several months, I guess, he's made it pretty clear that maybe he doesn't regret the acquisition itself, but the price tag he paid for it has definitely been way too expensive compared to what's happened to Twitter and other tech stocks over the past several months. So you could argue he kind of agreed to this price in a very different world. He tried to back away from it, wasn't successful. The debt that's there and the cost of that debt kind of reflects that old reality that he probably is not so comfortable with anymore. And same, by the way, for the banks that agreed to finance the deal and that are still on the hook, this debt is still sitting on their books.
Well, if his ATM is Tesla stock and I'm a Tesla shareholder, I'm a little worried here. Shouldn't I be?
That's right. I think that's a concern that a lot of Tesla shareholders share. And I guess there's two parts to that concern. One is very material. If he takes loans backed by Tesla stock, there is an increased likelihood that if something happens in the future, he may have to sell more stock. And that obviously would put downward pressure on the price of the stock. There is also a concern that, you know, Twitter is just taking so much of his time and energy at the moment that he has, you know, that we won't have as much to dedicate to Tesla, the company, which is going through its own issues, and that, you know, will need a CEO's full attention, especially next year when they're preparing to launch new products and, you know, have a very aggressive growth strategy.
What's the chance that we might see Twitter for sale again sometime soon?
I think that remains, it's a very difficult question to answer, partly because I think you first need to figure out what Twitter is going to look like as a company. even in the near term, before anyone gets close to it as a potential buyer. I mean, even the debt that the banks are holding is very hard to sell at the moment because it's very hard to convince investors in the credit markets about what kind of company Twitter is today. What's its business model? Where does it get its money? Whether it has advertisers on board, and whether it is on a sustainable financial path. So to sell the entire company again, I think it would require even more steps and even more of a proven track record under Musk's leadership.
All right, Davide, thanks for unpacking all of that for us. Davide Chalutso, Bloomberg senior editor there, who has been covering the ongoing debt troubles at Twitter and how they may be remedied.